From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia paper. Work has begun on the more than 3,000-square-foot convenience store and six-fueling nozzle gas station at the four-way intersection of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Carryville Road in Carryville. The building will be located on a 1.7-acre parcel between the Carryville Post Office and the Methodist Church. GRJH, the site owner and developer, had to first clean up an old kerosene spill at the site before construction of the gas station and convenience store could begin. The project was under review by the COPEC Planning Board for more than 2 years before it was approved. An Article 78 lawsuit to overturn the board's approval filed by the community coalition Save Carryville was dismissed. As of last week, Island Pump and Tank of Wappingers Falls was on site last week digging holes for the underground fuel tanks. According to Island Pump project manager Robert Nedwick, their part of the work should be finished in approximately 8 weeks. The station will be operated by Gulf. Alicia Metz, a representative of GRJH, said the construction schedule is weather-dependent, but work is expected to continue through the winter. And you can read more about the project in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Legislation now pending in the State Assembly would exempt volunteer firefighters from serving on juries. The measure was proposed in early November by Democrat Assembly member Angelo Santa Barbara. Amid a shortage of volunteer firefighters statewide, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, making it more difficult to keep volunteer fire companies staffed, especially in rural areas. The measure would match existing similar law that allow active duty police officers and professional firefighters to file for an exemption from jury duty. Santa Barbara said in a statement, and I quote, "While participating in jury duty is a critical civilian responsibility, it's important that we put the health and safety of our communities first. I've heard from our volunteer departments. The reality is they are short-staffed as it is, and many of them simply cannot afford to lose more members for extended periods of time," end quote. And you can read more at nystateofpolitics.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union, citing cost concerns. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, November 28th, vetoed a bill that would have required permits to alter roughly 40,000 miles of small, unregulated Class C streams statewide. Cuomo said in his veto message, and I quote, "While well-intentioned, this bill would have a tremendous fiscal impact on state and local government," end quote. He noted passage of the bill would have required adding, and I quote, "significant numbers of full-time staff," end quote, to the state payroll to oversee the new regulations. Environmentalists, however, argue the measure would have protected streams and creeks that often feed into larger bodies of water, as well as drinking water sources. Jeremy Cherson, legislative advocacy manager for the Riverkeeper Environmental Group, said, and I quote, "Governor Cuomo passed up a real opportunity to safeguard tens of thousands of miles of headwater streams and creeks in New York. The veto was a mistake, since it is cheaper to protect streams proactively than spend far more later to restore them once the damage is done," end quote. The State Department of Environmental Conservation Protection of Waters programs designate streams as Class AA, A, B, C, and D for purposes of regulations. Only the AA, A, and B classifications currently require permits for activities like dredging or stream bank modification, noted Shearson. Stream disturbances, including manicuring banks along golf courses, building small bridges, or diverting the flow away from a housing or development site, can affect water quality and potentially harm aquatic life. Disturbances can increase sediment and even change the temperature in a stretch of water. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.